Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello there. I may or may not be broadcasting right now. I mean, I'm talking. I don't know if it's being recorded or if anyone is listening. But this is Margo from Nacho Mama's blog. And yes, this is Nacho Mama's podcast 2016. I decided just to call it season two. I decided everything that's come before now is just season one. It was a long season. We had a little hiatus, and now we're back. It's season two. I have missed you all so much. I know some of you are brand new. You have no idea what I'm talking about. But, yeah, this is Nacho Mama's podcast, where we talk about health and wellness and weight loss and whatever else comes through my crazy little brain box. I want to say, first of all, that I am very humbled by the wonderful emails and messages and everything I've gotten from so many of you asking about my welfare and how am I and am I okay? Those of you who probably only follow me here on the podcast, I know when you follow somebody who has specifically a weight loss type podcast like I do, that generally speaking, when people go radio silent, it's not good news. It's usually it usually means things are not going well for them. But that's not the case at all with me. If you follow me elsewhere on Twitter or on Instagram or on YouTube, by the way, on most social media platforms, Periscope, all of those, my handle is at She's Nacho Mama, SHESNACHOMAMA. And on Facebook, I'm Nacho Mama's blog, and of course the blog is called Nacho Mama's blog. If you follow me on YouTube or anywhere else, you will know that I'm absolutely fine. I'm really good. Things are great. Did not gain all my weight back. No. Still holding strong. Again, for those of you who are newer, I've been overweight my whole life, and I've lost about 75 pounds three times. This last time it was about three years ago and some, I think now. So I've been maintaining really well. I'm up a little weensy bit, just like 8 pounds right now, just because we celebrate the holidays in my family kind of late in the year. We celebrate in January. So I've gained my holiday weight a little bit later than most folks. So I'm working on that, but it's no big deal. It's totally fine. And I'm very, very well. It's just that I've been super busy, not only coaching people. I life coach people, specifically people who are dealing with an issue like weight loss, trying to lose weight and figure out their obstacles to that. And also I've been very busy doing my fun podcast with my friend Margot G, which is called Book Versus Movie. And it's a podcast we launched a little over a year ago. It's one of the reasons I've been gone for so long. And it's a podcast where we read books and then we watch the movies that are adapted from the books. And we talk about which one we like better, as the name implies, Book Versus Movie. And amazingly, that podcast we're stunned. It's gotten an amazing response. A very large audience very quickly, lots of really nice reviews from other people in the blogosphere and in the podcast sphere. And so you know, that's taken a lot of my time and podcast energy, but it's been on my list for a really long time to get back to this podcast, especially because so many of you you've never stopped writing to me, which I really appreciate, asking, when are you coming back with the podcast? And even new people who are just discovering it, you have no idea how grateful I am that you're here and listening, if in fact I am broadcasting right now, which I might not be. I might just be, I'm down by the ocean, I'm near the beach in San Diego right now, and I might just be, I'm not the only person who's talking to herself or himself down here. But I might be the only one actually broadcasting a podcast, if that is in fact what is going on. If not, find some other way to get back to the podcast. But I hope this works, and I hope the sound isn't too crappy, because I am, I am at the beach. It's a little bit busy here, and it's a little noisy, so we'll see. I don't know what the signal is like. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. If it's crappy, then I'll just delete it and find a better way to do this. But we'll see how it goes. Anyway, yes, thank you. Thank you for being so lovely and inquiring after me. It's been great, just super, super busy. All doing, you're doing things I love, not doing anything I hate, which is great. And yeah, things have been really super good. I am really active on YouTube. So if you aren't, one thing I want to say, I just love YouTube. I have just come to love it so much. I was never very active on it until just this past year. I started doing more and more. And YouTube is kind of like the podcast land of people, where it's a community of people. They're really into that one thing, very supportive, very, friendly. You don't have to be a content provider to be active on YouTube, just like with podcasts. And I really, really like it. It's super fun. If you haven't been involved with YouTube at all, I encourage you to check it out because it's a great place. People are just wonderful on YouTube. Very few, there's icky trolls everywhere, but that's such a minority of people. For the most part, it's a wonderful community, just like any other social media. You have a few little rotten apples here and there, but it's no big whoop. So yeah, check it out if you haven't yet. And I've also been doing Periscope, which is a very, very new outlet. As you guys know, it's something that's only come up over the last year. And I gotta say, I have mixed feelings about Periscope. I really do. I really do. Maybe it's because of my age. Maybe if I were, in my 20s, I might not have as little patience as I do about Periscope. But here's what I don't like about Periscope. I'm just wondering what you guys, if you are on Periscope, do you like it? What do you like about it? There's certain things I really love about it. Don't get me wrong. I do. I really love some things about Periscope. But the main things I don't like are the following. One of the things I love about podcasting and doing YouTube videos is that I don't feel like I'm, what do I want to say, infringing on your time too much with either of these mediums. I know that you can have this podcast on in the background while you're taking a walk. I have podcasts on while I'm folding laundry, catching up on paperwork. I like that I can be doing other things and still listening to the podcast. And YouTube is very much the same way too. Even though you can see me, you don't have to like stop your whole life to sit and watch me. You can have me on in the background. And if I'm saying, hey, look at this, you can actually turn and look for a second and go back to what you were doing. Periscope is not like that. Periscope, when you decide to tune into somebody's Periscope, you kind of have to stop everything you're doing. You kind of have to like stop your life and really focus on what's going on because the stream is moving so quickly. The stream, the comment feed that's going up the side of the screen, it's going so quickly that you can't just have it on in the background for the most part. You really have to like be fully, fully engaged. And there's no way to know when you participate in a scope with somebody, there's no way to know how long a time commitment you're in for. It might just be a little 5 minute, I'm taking a walk, or it might be a 40 minute, I have, 8 points I want to cover, and there's no way to know. So I don't like that. I don't like that I have to stop everything I'm doing, and I don't like asking people to do that either. I don't like having to stop everything and focus so much and not knowing how long I'm going to be doing that for, because my time, as you know, as I just said, I'm super busy. So there's that. And then the other thing I don't like is because of the nature of the medium, because you have that feed going on, if I see somebody that I'm really interested in, a writer or a speaker, I have a lot of people that I just love that I follow on Periscope, and they're doing awesome Periscopes, don't get me wrong. But if they say I'm going to scope about this topic and it's something I'm really super interested in, it takes easily, sometimes it takes as much as like 20 minutes for them to even get started talking about the topic because they're so busy saying hello to every single person that's signing on to the conversation and asking where they're from and shouting out to them. And I'm like, well, can we please get to the thing you said you were going to talk about? I don't, is it just me? And then you have trolls. There's the trolls on Periscope, which I really dislike. Trolls are very easy to manage in other social media platforms. They're not, it's okay. It's not the, they're a pain no matter what. But on Periscope, I really don't, as a super and as somebody who's watching, I don't like that I don't have a choice in terms of whether or not that troll is popping into my awareness, if that makes sense. They're there. They're there on their time and their agenda, and I have to now block them. That's a giant pain. Anyway, it might just be that I am old and I am a control freak, but I get like very impatient with Periscope very quickly nowadays. So I haven't been on there that often. I'm still just kind of thinking about what do I exactly want to do with it. One of my favorite ways that people use Periscope, and this I love, is that they'll just turn, you're at a fun event, you're watching a poetry reading maybe, or you're watching somebody play music in a coffee house, and you just turn the Periscope on and you're just sharing that with your community. And I love that. I love, but trying to get like actual conversation, I don't know. I'm not happy with it. I'm much happier with Blab than Periscope. So anyway, I'm just wondering what you guys think about it if you're using it. And yeah, I'm still playing around with it. I'm not quite sure what, if anything, I want to do with Periscope. But I used to say that about podcasts where I am now. And speaking of podcasts, so I have a lot of questions that you guys have been asking me in my absence. Lots of questions that have been coming up over and over and over again about weight loss and wellness and finding balance and things like that. And I will, if I can get this podcast up and running, fingers crossed, I will absolutely address them. But before we do that, I want to share a couple of podcasts, two podcasts that I have recently, meaning this week, started following. And want to tell you guys about because they're really cool. The first one is a podcast called The Dependent Independent. I just started listening only because they gave us my book versus movie podcast that I do with Margot, our podcast that we do. It's not just mine, it's ours. But they gave us a really sweet review at the top of their last episode, and they somebody tweeted about it, so I saw it on Twitter, like, oh, they mentioned us. And so I, of course, I went to listen, and then I didn't just stop after they stopped talking about us. I listened to the whole episode, and an interesting podcast. It's really, I just thought it was fascinating. Just, a nice hang with somebody who's very, very, very interesting, has a lot of unusual interests. There's a lot of stuff there. And I don't want to spoil it too much. Just go check it out. It's called The Dependent Independent. It's very fun. I think that you'll find something about it that you like, no matter who you are, what kind of background you have. It's cool. Check it out. And then the other one I want to talk about, because there hasn't been a lot of new weight loss podcasts, or not that I know of. There's been a lot of podcasts related to specific fitness modalities, like CrossFit or running, which is great. I don't do either of those things, but I think it's awesome that more people are podcasting. I think the more podcasts we can get out there, the better. But there haven't been that many new podcasts in the weight loss arena. And one of them just launched this last week, and I have to tell you, I was very moved. This is somebody who I've followed for a few years now, and he used to do some content on YouTube. That might be where I found him. He's part of the fit blogging community, so it might be that way too, although I've never met him in person. He blogs at toobig.net, TOOBIG.net. His name is Jess Parikh Jr., and he has just started a really interesting podcast. And oh gosh, of course, because I'm out, I'm still like sitting in my car at the beach. I don't have it right in front of me, but I believe it's called like the Fat Father Chronicles. I think that's what it's called. Fat Father, like the Godfather, but it's the Fat Father. So just search Fat Father on Stitcher and iTunes, and you'll find him. Or you can go to his blog, toobig.net. And it is amazing. And it's funny because I've been rolling this idea around in my mind of doing a podcast specifically about this topic. But just to get it straight from somebody who's actually dealing with it is way better. And that is that there are a lot of misconceptions about being a man who is trying to lose weight versus being a woman who is trying to lose weight. I hear a lot of women being very dismissive of overweight men and saying, oh, well, it's easy for you. You know, all you have to do is just like do a few sit-ups and you drop 20 pounds in a week. There's this big misconception about somehow it's quote unquote easier to be an overweight man than it is to be an overweight woman. And that is absolutely not true. And I think it's gotten really out of hand and is very dangerous, really. You know, as a community, as a weight loss community, I think we all have to be supportive of each other. And just because weight loss looks different to one, you know, we deal with weight loss in a way that looks different than somebody else's way of dealing with weight loss, it doesn't mean that it's better or easier or harder. It's just different. It just looks different. Being an overweight man is so, so challenging in its own way. And it's wrong. And like I said, I think really rather dangerous to just dismiss it and say, you know, there's this underlying assumption that, oh, well, because it's easier for men, the fact that you're not doing it means you're just being lazy. And the fact that you're not doing it means you're just being stubborn, or you just must be some kind of an a-hole that you're not getting it together. And that couldn't be farther from the truth. It's very, very difficult to be an overweight man. Case in point, Jess Parikh Jr.'s new podcast, which is a very raw, honest and yet inspiring and hopeful podcast window into what is it like being an obese dad. And as somebody who grew up with an obese dad, I just find it so fascinating and so moving and so inspiring. I think check him out, go follow him. Cause it's a really, really, he's only done a few episodes so far, but, tweet him. I think his Twitter handle is too big, and give him some support, give him some love, because nobody is talking about this. And I'm just so happy that he's sharing this. I used to have some other people who shared this more on social media, and I don't know why that's kind of died down a little bit. So, but this is, I thought he just did a great job. So check him out. Again, I think it's the Fat Father Chronicles. I believe that's what it is. But just search Fat Father. That's how I found him. Search Fat Father on iTunes or Stitcher and check him out and give him your support and love, because he's being very brave in going out and shining a light on something that just nobody is talking about. I just think it's amazing. And that, like I said, I wanted to do a podcast just talking about that, but I there's no way that I can, you know, even though I work with a lot of men who are dealing with this issue. And I, like I said, I grew up with a father who dealt with this issue his entire life. I'm not a man. So I think, you know, we all can benefit from hearing about this experience from somebody who's actually going through it. I think it's really, really cool. And yeah, absolutely. I think way better than listening to me talk about it. You should go just listen to him talk about it, because he's actually going through it. I do have lots of things to talk about, lots of things I've found over the last year that I love. I can't wait to share with you. And most importantly, though, I just am so happy to be back talking to you guys. I've missed you so much. And again, I so appreciate your concern and your support. And thanks so much. If you want to tweet me, And send me questions to address on future episodes. I can't wait. I would love to. You can tweet me at She's Nacho Mama. You can check out the Facebook page, which is Nacho Mama's blog on Facebook. Or you can email me directly. Or if you're interested in my coaching services, you can check out my coaching website, which is margoporras.com, which is my name. It's margoporras.com. And you can email me mycoachmargo@gmail.com. And until then, I hope all of you are so well. I've missed you so much. I'm very happy to be back. Please take care of yourselves. And I'm going to come up with a really great tagline. But for now, I'm just going to say we'll talk later. We'll talk soon. Okay? I'll be back. Take care. Bye.